This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Swampscott High Athletic Director Kelly Wolf. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Good to have you back here after a little time off here. Not your time off, my time off. But Kelly, welcome back. And I guess tell us a bit about fall sports for Swampscott High for 2022.
We are well underway, and I'm happy to report that our numbers are looking really good, almost back to how they were before COVID, which is awesome. This weekend, all our scrimmages are starting and such, and things are looking really good. I'm excited to get started.
Well, I know you've been there a few years, so hopefully you can get you can put the whip to that football program and have some wins there. What do you think?
I know. They really need to get it into gear. I don't know what's going on over there.
Of course, winning some state titles, not too bad. But so football started a week ago now, and the other fall sports rather started on Monday this week. Any coaching updates to share with us?
No, our head coaches are all the same. I guess the only update really would be cross country. Joe Tenney had taken over for a year or so, but now WF Newhall is back there, and they're looking great. And then with golf, Jay Knowles is actually stepped back a little bit and is going to be doing more of an assistant coaching position, while Ron Young is taking over the helm, because Jay is the interim principal now at the Clark Elementary School here in Swampscott, so he needed that flexibility.
Wow, WF Newhall, man, that reminds me, boy, he was always in the paper running years ago with a lot of success in distance running, right?
Oh, absolutely. He actually runs with the team all the time and is still an avid runner.
Absolutely. Hey, Kelly, what else can you share with us? I mean, I think some of the big sports would be the boys and girls soccer. I won't tie you down to going through all the sports, but what can you share with us? And, you know, kind of looking back at the last season, looking ahead to this year, and boys soccer, girls soccer, and maybe a note on field hockey.
Absolutely. I think that boys soccer made great strides last year, you know, and really built compared to the year before, and we're looking to do that even more so this year. I think that they'll continue to have greater success than the year before. Girls soccer is returning a lot of players, including our goalie, which is always very helpful, and I think they're going to be very strong as well. And then field hockey is off to a really good start as well, and I'm hoping to go deep into the tournament like they did last year. Last year they went all the way to the state semis, so fingers crossed that they're all very successful in that manner again this year with the statewide tournament.
All right, Kelly, I know you're running around probably a little bit crazy at this time of year as it is for athletic directors, but anything else to share with us athletically at Swampscott, either for the fall or winter, spring, or whatever?
You know, the biggest thing is I just want to make sure that we invite everybody out to the fields and the court, the volleyball court and everything, to come and watch the kids participate. They love to have fans there watching, and it's a great take to watch all the kids play.
And obviously that football complex, which is now much more than football down there, is just a fantastic place to watch events and enjoy the an evening or whatever it might be down there in Swampscott, or an afternoon, obviously. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful facility. And, you know, almost any day of the week, with the exception of the weekends, you know, any weekday, you can catch either a soccer or field hockey or a football game at any time. And then we also have volleyball going on up at the high school if somebody's looking for an indoor venue. And then, of course, our golf and our golf and cross-country team. If you catch a football game, you'll get to see the cheer squad doing their thing as well.
Hey, I do have to, I kind of was goofing on Bob Serino and the football team as we started, but any fast note on the football team to share with us? I'm sure they're experiencing strong numbers too, I would think.
They're in the low 40s, which is pretty typical for them, honestly. I will tell you that they're looking good. They've been working really hard, and you know, now that you bring it back up, Bill, I will tell you, as some people may have already heard, but we have two new assistant coaches in Dylan January as well as Cam O'Brien. So that's pretty exciting. They're both very interested in getting into coaching as part of their careers. So they're starting there with Coach Serino, and going to see how much they like it.
Yeah, part of the Big Blue family, that's for sure. Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, Kelly, thanks so much for joining us. Take care. Have a great fall, and hopefully we'll talk again much sooner than we've done since the last time we talked.
Sounds great to me, Bill, and welcome back.
All right, thank you. Kelly Wolf, Swampscott Athletic Director. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.